Hey, Songtown, welcome. I'm Clay Mills. I'm here with Marty Dotson.
What's up?
So, you've got a passion for writing. You're writing consistently. You're working hard at it. But you still feel like your songs are less than. Or maybe you don't feel like your goals are being reached as fast as you want to reach them. Well, what if I told you that the gap between professional and amateur songwriters is actually a very small gap? We're going to tell you how to get there with three things today that every serious songwriter needs to know, to understand.
To master.
Marty.
Exactly. All right. Number one is you need to have a passion and a drive to get better. You know,
what do you mean get better?
You can't.
My songs are already fantastic.
This is what I mean. We have a problem. No, yeah, I mean, the people that are going to be successful are people that are driven to improve all the time. And they're driven to learn, and they want to know more. They want to understand songcraft better. They want to understand the intricacies of how to put the song together, how to move people, how to connect with people. And they're continually trying to improve at those things. And, you know, you and I always tell people the answer to any problem that you're having with your music is write better songs.
To every problem.
Yeah, every single problem. So if you're not getting the results you want, write better songs, and you're going to have a better chance of getting good results.
Yeah, every great writer I know is extremely smart about the craft. They've thought about the craft a lot. They've worked on their craft. They're smart about what everyone else is doing. For instance, I saw a clip, I believe it was Howard Stern's show. Ed Sheeran was doing an interview, and or maybe it was a radio station interview, but the point is he asked them to call out any song on the current top 10. And he goes, I can play those songs. And they would call out a song and he would sing the chorus. He goes, I'll even change the chords and do the same melody. Like, he was that familiar with them. I've seen interviews with Ryan Tedder, who used to be a Nashville native. Great, legendary songwriter. He's so sharp about what other people are doing. And we're not talking about learning what other people are doing so that you can copy it. I think it's more about so that you can figure out where you fit in the equation. Where in this conversation does my style fit in? And I think that's our job is to figure that out.
Absolutely. What's number two?
Number two, I love this. Take ownership.
Ooh.
So in case you don't know it, Marty, your success or failure is on your shoulders.
Wait, I thought my song plugger was responsible for my lack of cuts.
What if you don't have a song plugger?
Oh. Well, I thought somebody else was responsible for my lack of cuts.
Yes, yes. The system's rigged. We hear it all the time in the YouTube comments. Oh, the system's rigged. No one can make money anymore. None of this is true.
Yeah.
You know? So the point is that at some point, I know I had to do it. I know you've been through it, where you had to stop looking at all the obstacles and all the people in your way. And you had to realize I can control one thing, and that's to write a better song. And if I write a great song, there's not a publisher in the world that wouldn't hear that and go, this is something I can run and get cut tomorrow. Like it's, they live to find great songs, you know? So I think that at some point we have to really start taking ownership and say that, every day is a new day. I'm going to get better. I'm going to make some calls. I'm going to join Songtown and try to make connections with other writers. But yeah, it does fall on your own shoulders, and we can't really put the blame on other people.
And you can shrink that down. It's not just your success level too. It's, you know, one day I went to my first publisher and I said, man, I threw out this great title. My co-writers took it in a weird direction. They messed up the song. And my publisher just said, well, a great songwriter can write a great song with anybody.
Exactly.
And his point was, quit whining about somebody messing up your idea. Learn how to make that not happen in the room. And so I learned some ways to avoid that happening in the future. But I could have just gone and complained all night about how they messed it up and it's their fault and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it comes down to every little thing. You're going to be more invested in your success than anyone else. And you're going to be responsible for how your co-writes go more than anyone else. You know, there's things you can do to fix problems in co-writes, you know.
I know a legendary writer that actually wrote a bunch of his hits with people that you wouldn't consider really, like they were new songwriters or people that one person wasn't even really a songwriter, you know. And so his songs were always two-way songs, him and someone else. And he didn't go and say, well, I'm going to save my best idea for tomorrow when I write with this hit songwriter. No, he's like, I'm writing today with this person. We're going to write a great song, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah. It's valuable.
Very much so.
That might be the best thing you've said all day.
Whoa. Okay.
A hit songwriter can write a hit with anyone.
Yeah.
A great songwriter can write a great song with anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurt a little bit to hear that in that moment, but it was what I needed to hear. Number three on our list is the ability to cut out something you love. When I do corporate
like
training.
Like coupons?
Yes. No, when I do corporate training, we talk about killing your darlings. And that's what we mean. It's like there can be a line that is great, but it's just not great for that song. You know, it could be the most clever, interesting way to say something, but that's not what you need to say in that song. So I think great songwriters, serious songwriters, learn to protect the song, not one idea.
Not their ego.
Not their ego.
It's not about what you want to write. It's about what does the song need.
Yeah.
Chris Wallen told me that a great songwriter knows how to cut a great line from a song and replace it with the right line.
Yeah.
And that always stuck with me is like, there's nothing sacred in a song. If it's not working for your song, doesn't matter how good that one line is,
yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter, you know, sometimes you'll throw out a line and everybody in the room goes crazy. Oh, that's amazing. But as the song evolves, that line doesn't work anymore,
right.
You know, and you can't go, oh, that's my baby. You know, I came up with this amazing line. And Amy Mayo, that I used to write with, kept a notebook of great lines that didn't make it into the song, which I thought was brilliant because then she had that as inspiration. She could go back and go, you know, here's some lines I threw out that didn't work in those songs, but I'm going to use some of them in another song, or I'm going to create a song around that great line.
Yeah. She used to be my tenant.
Whoa.
I rented two apartments. One was my studio and my recording studio and one I lived in. And then in the recording studio, there was this little side apartment, and she rented that from me. Before she ever had a publishing deal, she went on to write some great songs.
Yeah. And we're way off topic.
Yeah.
But
it's fun.
We got books available. This one's brand new, Next Level Lyric Writing. You can find it on Amazon, pre-save it, pre-buy it. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Right on.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.